We are pleased to be joined by the new head football coach at the University of Arizona, Brent Brennan, who joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Brent. Doing well. Congratulations on the job. Welcome to Arizona. Or welcome back to Arizona, I should say.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here.
Just if you could take us through the process. It was a whirlwind process. I mean, you're at San Jose State. The job opens up. What was that whole, the days leading up to your hiring like for you?
I think whenever you go through something like that, you know, having interviewed, you know, back in 20, you don't know if they'll call again, actually. So I was feeling great about where we were at San Jose State. We'd had another good season, another, you know, bowl win season, back-to-back winning seasons, first time in, I think since 91 or 92. So I was in a good spot, but it did happen fast. Got a call late one night and was on a Zoom. Was on two or three Zooms the next day, and then I was on a plane the following day. So it was hectic, but it's been awesome. It's been a roller coaster, but I'm having a lot of fun with it.
It's been a roller coaster for Wildcats fans as well, and many of them will never forget the emotional scene of the players announcing they were returning. I'm talking about Noah and T-Mac primarily at McHale Center and what that felt like. Your thoughts on the fact that you came in under circumstances that no one anticipated, yet most players decided to stay. What do you think of that? And more importantly, how do you serve those players?
Well, I think that speaks to, like, the leadership of those players. And, you know, because that was also Stooks and Maldonado and Dalton Johnson that same day made the same announcement, right? And then Jacob Monter the next day. So all of them kind of doing those things together, Big Jonah saying that he was part of that. And so I think the cool thing is that Jed Fish did a great job recruiting really good players who are also high-quality, high-character young men. And the fact that they chose to stay together, I think, speaks more to that than anything that I did. I really think we have outstanding young men at the U of A, and their desire to play together and move forward together and finish this thing together is what is really special about that day and that decision.
Brent Brennan, the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats, our guest here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. You kind of hit on it, but historically when you take over, when a coaching job opens in college football, you're not necessarily joining a program that was winning, and especially is the case in Arizona. Just a general picture of what you're inheriting and the trajectory that Arizona football is on as you take over.
It's funny, you know, I think the job is a much better job now than it was in 2020. Uh-huh. And I give Coach Fish and his staff a lot of credit for that, you know, and Dave Heakey and everybody that was involved in the process here at the U of A. I also know there's nothing harder in sports than to sustain winning. Right. Like doing it once, lots of people can do that. But to sustain it takes a whole different level of, you know, kind of staying on top of the mountain or staying in that upper echelon of competitors and competitive teams. And so that's the work we got to do right now. And to me, it's the hardest work because, you know, there's a tendency for people to be like, oh, we won last year, we're going to win every year. That's not the case. If we don't do the work, if we don't invest in each other, if we don't invest in the program, if we don't continue to fight and scrape and climb, we're not going to get where we want to go.
I think one of the really cool things for the fan base is the fact that your lineage and your ties to Dick Tomey being a former grad assistant underneath him. Dick, obviously one of the hallmark figures in Wildcats football history. Your thoughts on what that means and what you learned from Dick and how he influenced you as a head coach?
You know, it's pretty special because I didn't just work for Dick Tomey for the 1 year at Arizona. You know, after that year, I followed Rich Ellerson, who was another Arizona legend to Cal Poly, and I was with him for 4 years there. And then I came back and worked for Coach Tomey at San Jose State for 5 years after that. So I was, you know, for a decade, I was entrenched in kind of the Arizona family, both, you know, there on location and then also at other universities. But it gives me a great connection to the past and a great connection to all the great Wildcats that have come before. You know, I think that part is really special. Having a brother that played here and another brother that went to school here is connecting me to a kind of a generation of people that are excited about football or excited about getting involved, excited about buying season tickets and donating, which has been fun. And then in terms of Coach Tomey, you know, I think it's cool. I mentioned this in my press conference, but he's the one person in my adult life that, like, professionally I think about, or and personally I think about every day. And I think that's cool. I think that's really rare when you have somebody that impacted you that much, where you're either asking, you know, what would Coach Tomey think about this, or how would he weigh in on this, or Coach Tomey would be chewing my butt out for doing this. You know what I mean? So it goes both ways, but it's pretty special.
Brent Brennan, the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats football program, our guest here on Arizona Sports. We just talked to Kenny Dillingham earlier this hour on the subject of, wow, it's a brave new world that the Sun Devils and Wildcats are entering, leaving the Pac-12, entering the Big 12. And I know you've got coaching experience at several Pac-12 universities. How do you view this change? How does that change to a new conference affect in any way what you're doing in your early tenure?
I think it's really exciting, and I think it's going to be an incredible challenge, and I think there's a lot of stuff out there that we don't know yet. You know, we don't know what it's like to play a November game in, you know, at Central Florida, or to be, you know, an October game in Stillwater, right? Like, we don't know what those things are yet. And so I think that's going to be really, really fun. Now, we have some people on our staff that have played those things and been in those moments and in those stadiums and in those environments and in those weather conditions, but I think some of that is going to be really, really fun. I think it's going to be a great new kind of crew of opponents for our fans to get excited about. New rivalries will start to form. That's going to be exciting. And, you know, I'm going to miss the Pac-12 just like everybody else did. It's the conference I grew up with. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think as a whole, everybody, you know, how do we move forward? I mean, we need to stop looking backwards as a, you know, as a university. Like, all right, we're rocking with the Big 12. Like, let's get going. Let's attack this thing with everything we got.
Yeah, and mentioning your past, I mean, people may not know, but you had your playing career at UCLA. Since they're not moving to the Big 12, I can ask you this. How weird is it going to be to see the Bruins in the Big 10?
Yeah, I think that's part of the sad part of it. I think, you know, I think to think that like UCLA and Arizona aren't going to play basketball against each other every year, you know, or Arizona softball is not going to play UCLA softball. I mean, just some really cool matchups there. But at the same time, there's nothing we can do about it. And that's a huge thing for me and my football team. We're going to worry about what we can control. And what we can control is what we're doing right now to prepare for this spring practice and to prepare for the season and the Big 12 schedule. It's going to be extremely tough. And so that's kind of where our heads are at, and that's how we're moving forward together.
All right, lastly, Brent, how is the football team going to look in between the lines? I know one of the good things about last year was just the offense and the design and how it really kind of enabled its quarterbacks to succeed. Reuniting with Dino Babers, I'm curious what you think how this team is going to look on the field. How would you describe that to fans who might not know?
You know, that's a great question, and I would tell those fans to come out to spring practice and take a look for themselves, because they'll be seeing it for the first time, just like I will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I've watched film, but I haven't been on the practice field yet with this group of men, and I'm excited to, because there's talented kids there, and there's a lot of talent in that room, and a lot of talent that we still need to develop, and we still need to accelerate their process and get them ready to play a tough Big 12 and Big 12 schedule. So, you know, I'm excited, but honestly, I've been getting a lot of requests for that, actually. Like, you know, give me a prediction on the season or da-da-da. Like, shoot, I need to practice. It's so hard. I need to practice. I need to see what we look like out there. But I'm really excited about the coaching staff. I think we're surrounding our football program with great teachers who are great mentors and coaches. And so I can't wait to get going with that phase of football.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on the new job. And thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for having me. Bear down.
Brent Brennan, Arizona head football coach, our guest during Newsmakers Week.
Look at Jarrett and Sarah with their fists in the air. They're like, bear down, baby. And you just glossed right over it.
I mean, is there a more offensive two-word phrase in the English language, honestly?
Well, if you ask Bobby Hurley, it's forced down.
It was just this awkward silence. You're like, okay, I'm just going to move on by that.
Wonder if the cameras caught my eye.
Come on, Vince.
You haven't even thanked him for coming on.
I enjoyed our conversation.
No, he's a great dude. Yeah.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.